This is Pastor and Evangelist Dr. Roger Allen Holmberg of Grace Baptist Temple in Anchorage, Alaska. We're located at 5821 Arctic Boulevard, and we have our service Sunday morning, 10:30. And for those of you who live in Anchorage, you're welcome to stop by and visit us. And if you're out of town, we still would like to have you come by and visit our service when you're in Anchorage. This is Alaska Prayer Team, and we are coming against drugs and alcohol in the state of Alaska. It's in every village, and it's a big problem. And I have special guests on my program, and this is former Lieutenant Governor Dr. Loren Leman. Hello, brother.
Hi. How are you doing today? It's just good to be with you on the radio and with your listeners.
Yes, thank you very much for being with us today. And this program is on Facebook, and it reaches around the world. I have pastor friends and ministers that we're in touch with. But in particular, we are wanting to reach the folks in the village, Brother Leman.
Well, that's really important. You know, I have a burden for our young people. I have a burden for those who are like you and me, getting farther along in years. But especially our young people in Alaska, it just seems like so many are despondent. They just feel like life isn't worth living. And of course it is. And, we want to give them the message that life is worth living. And, so I really appreciate what you're doing is in just taking the message of the gospel and explaining to them why life, is worth it.
And that's so very true. That's what is needed in our villages. One of the things that I heard, Brother Leman, is that, many of our missions churches in Alaska have closed down, and Arctic Missions Interact Ministry and so forth, and that leaves a big void in those villages, and the people do not have the gospel as they once did, but nevertheless, the Lord will reach them, and I hope that this will help.
Well, you're right in terms of some of the mission and missionary work over the years. Probably it's not as aggressive as it once was, but we do have other means of communicating. We have online communication, of course, today that we never had before. We still have radio, television, and other means like that. You know, Roger, I grew up in a very small community. I guess probably in my youngest years, we could call it a village. It's Nanilchik. It's connected by road to Anchorage. And so it's a small town, I don't consider it the same as the isolated villages, but Nanilchik in my youth years, and the Nanilchik today has some of the same challenges that our rural villages have. Same challenges.
Yeah, I know that. It seems that the darkness, the devil, his work never ends. He's at it day and night, and I want to do all I can to take the light of the gospel. And you just mentioned that that's a burden on your heart. As I was talking with KSDP Radio on the live interview a couple of days ago, I had mentioned it's the young people that we really need to help give direction to.
That's absolutely right. And, there are ministries that are pretty exciting. One of them is Alaska Christian College. It has 100 students enrolled this year. That's the highest enrollment ever, and about 95 of those are Alaska Native students, and I think the other 5 are Navajo. But this school in Soldotna, its main focus is to teach young young people kind of in whole life discipleship, and of course they teach them with academic subjects as well, but basically take them and train them in life so they can, you know, go back to their villages, they can live wholesome lives, they, you know, many of them will choose to marry and themselves raise families and just be productive, rather than making the wrong choice that too many people make anywhere, with, you know, just getting entrapped by drugs, alcohol, promiscuous sex, you know, just so many of the distractions that just make life less meaningful. And, you know, and so there are ministries like this that are engaging these young people, and I'm really happy for that.
You mentioned, you know, some of the influences that the young people are faced with today, and it's increasing, Brother Lehman. You know, computers, the web, it's carrying a lot of bad stuff on it and giving out the wrong information, most of it. And so we need to make sure that, like you said, you know, the gospel light brings hope to those, even those who are in heavy addiction. God can set them free.
That's true, and God is setting some of these people free. Maybe I should say many of these people. You know, there are all kinds of bondages that people engage in. You know, and it could be opioids. You know, with painkillers, and while they have a place in our world, you know, to ease pain, let's say after surgery, I have friends who have become addicted to opioids, and you know, and they have to break loose and be go through recovery to break that addiction. So there's all kinds of addictions that that people have. We could have surfing the web addictions or watching TV addictions. You know, there's all kinds of things that we as people will tend to do. But I'll tell you, it seems like the most destructive are the ones that are fueled by alcohol and so many of the drugs that people are involved with today. It's really a tragedy.
Well, there's a longing in each of us that we want a purpose in life and know that we belong in a sense of worth and value. And these things sometimes are perhaps someone would lead that in the wrong direction, telling them, let's go have fun. And it's not fun because it ends up destroying life and families.
Just this past month, two friends of ours, both highly productive in our world, both very smart, took their own lives. You know, at a time when they must have felt worthless, or must have felt despondent, may have been depressed. I don't know why, but, you know, we've engaged with both of these people for decades, incredible people that made the wrong choices. And we need to be out and about helping people who may be in crises like that. In neither of these cases did we suspect anything like that, but I've been convicted that I need to do a better job of getting to know my friends and getting to know if they really are on the edge and doing all I can to help rescue them.
Yes, and that's so important. Thank you so much for being on the program with us. I want to just read a verse here in closing, and that is Jeremiah 32:27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And so that's my request to you.